So let's head into the holiday weekend with a look at a little musical instrument that's been showing up in some unexpected places here in the U.S., immigration protests and rallies all around the country. It's called the jarana, and it's one of the main instruments used in Son Jarocho. That's a musical style from the city of Veracruz in Mexico that mixes indigenous, Spanish, and African elements. It sounds kind of like this. Playing there is Yared Portillo, an immigration rights activist in Philadelphia. She's playing the jarana with some of her musician friends. Yared uses her jarana to help bring her community together and speak out against what she sees as injustice. So first off, Yared, just describe the jarana for us.
So the jarana is a small instrument. A lot of people compare it a lot to the ukulele in its size. It can actually vary. It can be pretty small, about the size of a ukulele, up to about the size of an average guitar, a little bit smaller. It's an 8-string instrument. Some have anywhere from 6 to 10 strings. The average is 8 strings.
Mm. And those 8 strings, are they all different strings, or is it like a mandolin where the strings are plucked in pairs?
So depending on how many strings it has, usually it has about 3 strings that are set in pairs and 2 strings that are apart but are actually the same note.
And how many jaranas do you personally own?
So I own 4 jaranas right now, which is more than I ever expected to, but you know how it goes.
Yeah, you get one and you can't stop. So I'm always fascinated by music, and I was just looking into the jarana. It was kind of based off of a 16th century Spanish guitar. So do you know how it made this leap from that to a musical instrument used at protests, like here in the U.S.?
Yeah, I mean, so the history of the jarana is when it originated in Veracruz, some people would say it was the music of protest. Other people would say, no, it was just a traditional music that people started to politicize, right? And jarana was around for a long time. Son Jarocho was around for a long time. It was played within the elders of the tradition, and it reached this time where it kind of started to fade out. And 20, 30 years ago, maybe a little more, it hit this resurgence where folks in Mexico who at the time were very young said, we're going to pick up this music of our elders again and start playing it. And in the process of the revival, it began to work its way up to a lot of Chicano communities here in the U.S. And it's been natural that it's also become a part of what we take out to protests, of music that we use to sing about our experiences and to kind of experience resistance.
Have you met any people who are unhappy that the jarana has taken on this kind of political kind of face?
Yeah, so I actually, right when I was starting to play Son Jarocho, I met a teacher. She was one of our dance teachers who said, you know, there's all these people unnecessarily politicizing the music. It's just the music. It's just a tradition. You don't have to say that it's used for resistance and for revolutions. But then as we study the music, as we trace back the history, whether you want to call it revolutionary, whether you want to call it radical, I think there's still something inspirational about the ways that it was a music that was bringing in indigenous and African traditions in a space that was saying you have to be European, and the way it managed to conserve and merge a lot of those sounds together. And so whether you want to call that radical or resistance, or whether you just want to call that something inspirational and powerful, I think is something personal for each person. And I do think I've taken it as something that is meant to build power for marginalized communities that did that, even if maybe it wasn't its intention.
And why do you think the tone, the sound of the jarana makes it a suitable one for kind of energizing crowds at protests?
So I do think, you know, the way the jarana sings is very, we'll say very, very alegre, very joyful. It's used in sad music as well, but I think there's something about the way it just livens up people and energy, right? You know, the jarana is typically played in the fandango, which is a celebration that's focused around improvising music and celebrating and playing together and just a group of people coming together and making music. And I think also the size of the jarana really lends itself to be brought out to actions and protests, right? Like, I can carry my big guitar that's almost as big as I am, or I can carry my small jarana that easily fits on my back but still plays loud and draws people in.
You know, the late Pete Seeger had inscribed on his banjo, "This machine surrounds hate and forces it to surrender." Is there a protest you were at, or even a moment when you were playing the jarana and you felt a similar sort of power?
You know, I think, so there's a family detention center right outside of Philadelphia in Berks County. It's called the Berks Family Detention Center. This detention center, basically, it's one of the three family detention centers in the whole country. It detains entire families who've been, you know, trying to migrate into the U.S. Most of them are seeking asylum. Mm. And we've gone out to that detention center a few times, had different actions, different demonstrations. And this example, I wasn't actually there, but a lot of the people in the workshops I run were. And they played a song called La Guacamaya, which has a chorus that says, you know, something like, vuela, 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 vuela sin tardanza, mientras la vida es dura, lugar tiene la esperanza, which says, fly, 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 fly without delay. As long as life is hard, there's always room for hope. During that chorus, when people sing fly, it's common that the dancers are flying with their arms, kind of mimicking a bird. And while they were playing that song out at the family detention center, the families that were detained on the other side started flying like birds with their arms the way a dancer might. And so it was just kind of this moment of connection, especially as we were singing about flying and about being free and about having hope. So a lot of different actions at that family detention center for me have been the space that have said this music is powerful for movements and for breaking down walls and for building power.
Yared Portillo, really great to speak with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
This version of La Guacamaya is performed by Los Pájaros del Alba. Our theme music, not performed on a jarana, but it certainly does give me some ideas. Our theme was composed by Eric Goldberg. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios here at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. You have a great holiday weekend, and see you back on Monday.